A couple weeks ago, I was in Florida, and I was on vacation with my mother and my sister and three dogs. And, you know, I don't know if you're like me. You know, when I go on vacation, I want to disconnect, and I leave my watch, you know, and I don't take my phone. I try not to look at the computer, so if you email me, I purposely ignored you. And so, you know, but I always get up early. My father never believed in his children sleeping late. He would pound on our door in the summer if it was past 8 a.m. and you were still in bed, and he'd pound on the door and say, "You're going to sleep the day away?" And so so I'm used to getting up very, very early. Even on vacation, I automatically get up early. As a matter of fact, I got up early one day, and I'm walking, and I actually watched the sun rise. It's not as romantic as they think it is. And I watched the sun rise. And so time's going on, and I go back, and I'm really not sure what time it is, but I go back, and I celebrate Mass for my mom and my sister, and we're doing things, what have you. And I say to my mom, "Are you ready to go to the beach?" And she said, "No." She said, "You go ahead and go down." So I, you know, got the chair and the cooler and whatnot, and I go down, I have my book, and I'm, you know, and I'm just down there, and I'm just, you know, it's empty this time of year, which is wonderful, and being the social person that I am. And so so I go down there, and I'm reading my book. It feels like hours have gone by, because it's rather hot. And, you know, and I'm thinking it's hot and it's humid. And, you know, and I thought, and I'm thinking to myself, it's got to be at least 11, 1130, which means it's 1230 here in Atlanta, which means I'm justified to having a malted beverage. And so I reach into the cooler and I, you know, and I pop one open and I'm just sitting there reading my book and I'm drinking. And then all of a sudden I hear my mother, you know, coming up behind me, and she says, "You know, I realize it's probably 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's not even 9 a.m. yet." So you would say on vacation I had the breakfast of champions. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if I could give you one gift, if I could give you one gift to each and every one of you, it would be from Scripture. The words from Scripture, namely Psalm 46, verse 10, which reads, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God." Because, my friends, I tell you honestly, in those eight words contains all that our soul is crying out for. Be still and know that I am God. You know, several decades ago in the city of Pittsburgh, it had many steel mills which would hammer through the city day and night. And they said that the people who lived near these steel mills, they got so used to that constant pounding, they actually would sleep through it. In fact, they said they would no longer hear it, and it lulled them to sleep. But one day that there was a major accident, and it shut down a number of the mills, and suddenly the noise stopped, and then the people woke up. My friends, I tell you this story because the truth is, I wish something like that would happen to each and every one of us. That the noise and the distractions of this world would just stop for a little while, and we do, in the words of the gospel today, wake up. Wake up and be prepared. My friends, everywhere we go, everywhere we seem to visit, it seems that we are surrounded by noise and distractions to the point that we don't even notice them anymore. Tell me something. Your parents, I don't care what era you come from, but let's say your parents, when they were growing up, tell me that if the same filth came into their homes that come into ours today, tell me that your parents wouldn't have taken that instrument of perversity, be it a radio or a television, or if computers were even around back then, tell me they would not have taken that instrument and smashed it into the street than rather have that filth pervade their home. So then, why have we become so nonchalant in 2016 about what comes into our living room and what we call entertainment? Well, I think I'm going to tell you why. It's because we become so accustomed to the noise and the filth that we've become spiritually passive and lazy. In other words, too many of us are sleepwalking through life, and we need to wake up and be prepared. My friends, as we begin this holy season of Advent, our Lord is telling us that exact same message in the Gospel of St. Matthew. Wake up and be prepared. Be prepared for my second coming, because I promise you, when our Lord returns at the second coming, he's not coming back as an infant, as a helpless infant, but rather when he returns, he's going to come back as our powerful and just judge, and he will give to each and every one of us what we most desire here on earth. Do you desire to be lifted up, or do you desire to be taken down? Now, hopefully you're thinking, well, of course, Father, we all desire heaven. When I die, please, God, I go to heaven. But stop and ask yourself something. That's what your lips are saying, but what are your actions really telling God? What are the words and the way that you treat people and God and your faith? What are they really saying where you want to spend all of eternity? In today's gospel reading, our Lord warns us not about the big sins like fornication and blasphemy. Those are the big ones, and we should see them coming. But rather, he's warning us about those subtle sins, those subtle sins that seem to sneak into our lives until they completely take over. And I'm talking about one in particular, is that sin that seems so popular for so many people to say it, as though it's justification, and it's not at all. And that's the sin of I'm too busy. I'm too busy to go to Mass. I'm too busy to pray. I'm too busy to be a good spouse. I'm too busy to be a decent parent. I'm just too busy to notice that my soul is crying out day and night, not for the world and all its possessions, but rather for God, for that is what our souls were created for. You know, Jesus reminds his audience in today's gospel reading that the time before the flood, the people were eating and drinking and marrying and giving into marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. My friends, all of these are normal activities. He wasn't putting them down, but he said in all of their busyness, in all of their laziness, in all of their passivity, they couldn't read the sign of the times. And what happened to them? The floods came and they all lost their lives. Now, as I passed the outlets very dumbly the other day, I passed them by in this sea of traffic that entered into Dawsonville, and I looked up at the outlets, and my friends, you would have thought the Russians had invaded with so many people up there. But I'm soberly reminded as I looked up the hill at that sea of desperation, I'm reminded that this is the busiest time of the shopping year. And advertisers, they really love to play on that, don't they? They love to play on our guilt. Get this for your wife if you really want her to be happy. If you really want to be a decent parent, you better get this for your kids. In other words, if you don't, you're lousy. They like to play on that, don't they? Which generally ends with what? On Christmas morning, no matter how much work or how much time or even how much money you spent, what do we usually go through? That sense of letdown, that sense of depression. Why? It's not because the lights weren't pretty and the music wasn't delightful and you didn't enjoy the family and the food and the drinks, but rather you realize something in the silence of your own heart. You realize, I prepared for everybody this Christmas but God. My friends, that's the brilliance of this Advent season. For even though we are surrounded by deadening noise and countless distraction, the church reminds us that Advent comes with only one thing, with one message, not only to wake up, but also to be quiet. To be quiet, to hear nothing but the silence before God. Genuine silence that can turn your life around and give you your true identity. Not who the world says you are, but rather the reason God created you. You can find that message out in the silence before God. You know, there's an example of a man who did that exact same thing. He was a brilliant young man, probably one of the brightest people who ever walked the planet. And he felt like he was being called by God. Every day he felt this calling from God, and every day he did everything he could to push God away because he loved the ladies. He loved the ladies a lot, let me tell you. He even had a child at a wedlock. But time and time again, God would call him, come close to me, come close to me. But he kept giving in to the temptations that surrounded him. And matter of fact, he started a prayer, and it went like this. Lord, please, God, give me the gift of being chaste, just not yet. But on this particular afternoon, this young man was alone in a garden, And in the moment of silence, in the moment of being alone only with God, he heard a voice calling out to him, "Take and read. Take and read." And he thought to himself, is that some child's game? Is that a child calling out? But he couldn't think of the game that had that particular phrase, "Take and read." And so instead he realized, I'm here all by myself. So he picked up the Bible. He opened up to a particular passage, and his eyes fell on the exact same words that we heard from St. Paul in the second reading this morning. Not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual excess and lust, not in quarreling and jealousy. Rather, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. My friends, when this particular young man, when he realized that God was speaking directly to his heart, he changed his life without reservation. He dedicated his life to God and he gave up his sinful life. And he went on to become one of the greatest teachers and orders of the church. And you probably already know his name, for his name, of course, is Father Lopez. No, I'm Dear Father Lopez, this is what Father Higgins said. His name, of course, was St. Augustine. St. Augustine, one of the brightest, most holy men the church has ever known. And if not for that fact that he took time to put down the distractions, to put down the temptations, and only take some time in that silence before God, perhaps we would have never even known his name. My friends, in the season of Advent, now is the time to wake up and to seek out that place of solitude and embrace that profound silence with God. Now is the time to get away from the noise and the busyness and the shopping malls just to spend time with the Lord in the silence, allowing heart to speak to heart. That's why beginning today and every day through Advent all the way up to Christmas, this church is no longer going to be locked. It's going to remain unlocked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week until Christmas, so you too may find that quietness, that solitude, that prayerfulness that goes way beyond the lights, the packages, the food, and the drink, but rather come right here. Come right here where no one expects anything from you except your peacefulness, your silence, and your love. Take some time, sometime during before Christmas, and kneel before the tabernacle where day and night our Lord cries out to each and every one of us, "Be still and know that I am God." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.